Evening yet again. My name is Father Jerry McGlone. I'm a Jesuit here at Georgetown. It's a great honor for me to be with you on this wonderful night of Christmas Eve. But I want to do something that I promised to my mother. On the steps of the cathedral when I was ordained, my mother said to me very clearly, "Hey kid, for God's sake, keep it short and to the point." So, special effects by Jesus. I guess the homily was not short enough, but I'm a Jesuit and I teach in the Socratic method, and so I have a simple question. So if you want a short homily, answer the question quickly. There are no right or wrong answers to these questions. Just what one word, image, thought, or feeling comes to you when you hear the word home. What is home? When Jesus preached, he looked at the lilies of the field, the fishes of the sea, the ordinary realities around him, and asked us to see the reality of God. So, remember, you can speak out in church, disobey anything you were taught in Catholic grade school. When you think or hear the word home, what one word, image, thought comes to you? Soft. Sanctuary, happiness, family, peace, love, comfort. What else? Faith. So you all just have happy, functional families. I'm a clinical psychologist by training, so I know I'm getting a half-truth. Families are also this mix of joy and chaos, right? Do I get an amen? It's, wow, that was an echo and an echo and an echo. Wow, I don't... Jesus enters the messiness and the glory of who we are. And he enters it for us to realize in the messiness is sacred reality. There's a short story I want to give you of a famous preacher in New York who had planned this big homily at Parkside Presbyterian Church. Very famous preacher. He had a special nativity play in which this one child who had the gift of Down syndrome, because he could see and hear different things that no one else could see or hear. And so Tim's one line was, "There's no room in the inn." Remember the gospel? So that's what he practiced all week. And everyone was worried, would Tim be able to utter that line? So Tim was in his favorite bathrobe, and he was standing in front of the congregation. And the little children playing Mary and Joseph come up, and he delivers the line, "There's no room in the inn." And Mary and Joseph continue to go. And then Tim turns to them and says, "Wait, why don't you stay at my house?" The preacher stood up. Remember, he's a famous preacher on Park Avenue. And the only thing he said was, "Amen." Tim's ability to see, to speak, to hear, and to tell the Christmas message in ways that even a famous preacher could barely utter is your story and mine this Christmas. Wait, come to my house. Come to all the unpreparedness, the joy, the comfort, the peace, the chaos, the dysfunction we call family, and allow God into the noisiness of our life. Allow God to give us peace and shalom. And so tonight, remember Tim. remember how he silenced a famous preacher. More than anything else, allow the child Jesus to make a home in your heart. This night, more than ever before, you can be Tim. See, hear, and speak the Word made flesh. Merry Christmas.